The Zing Performance Program is a life-changing, natural intervention to help develop key learning and development skills for those experiencing poor learning skills, lack of focus, stress, and loss of emotional control. Learn more at zingperformance.com.
The information provided on the Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, we promised a great return guest. We have him, Dr. Stangler. Who do we have with us on the show today? Another exciting conversation with a good friend.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we've got Winfried Doerr. And for the last 20 years, Winfried has focused his attention on changing the world one brain at a time. That's the way to do it. And he does this through Zing Performance, which we're going to talk more about. But Winfried hopes Zing Performance can help as many people as possible and will provide the successful results and feedback that can transform government policy on education. Winfried, great to have you back on.
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Stangler. I'm really enjoying batting away with you and Kelly every few weeks.
Absolutely. Oh,
Dr. Stangler, remember, we talked to Winfried in September. What was our topic? We talked about back-to-school stress for kids and adults, and he shared some practical tips. So for listeners who missed that show, you can pick it up from our archive. But today we're going to talk about a little, some different things, right, Dr. Mark? Maybe some mental health issues and really pick Winfried's brain.
Oh, absolutely. All this research keeps coming out in recent times and in recent years on mental health in the cerebellum. So I think let's just start off, Winfried, give the listeners an overview of what we're talking about with mental health, how it connects to a part of the brain called the cerebellum. Give people some background on that, if you would.
We are at such an exciting time because you're absolutely right. The research that's coming out is putting a huge spotlight on a far better way of understanding what causes what we describe as mental health issues. So whether it's anxiety or depression or bipolar or a poor memory or dementia or autism or ADHD, whatever the issue is, it's all put under that one big bracket, mental health. And the trouble with that expression, mental health, is we assume it's all to do with dealing with a problem. But in actual fact, we should have another concept for mental health, rather like we do with physical health, is, and that is, how can we make it more robust? How can we get mental strength? So that the issues that are affecting so many people, it is a large proportion of people are impaired by some aspect of mental health. If we could just show people what is now possible by developing mental robustness, then it's life-changing. And some of this recent research about, particularly about the cerebellum, is I think, the most exciting research that's come out in a long, long time. Because it explains, it takes away the smoke and mirrors about what is happening in the brain. Yeah, the brain is incredibly complex, but so many things that we've assumed are deep, complex issues actually can be explained by a little bit of the brain called the cerebellum. And it's the role of the cerebellum that I've been focused on for over 20 years now, and seeing ways of transforming people's lives without having to resort to medication or any form of deep psychological process. We can do things with the cerebellum to develop it and create the kind of mental robustness which is life-changing.
Absolutely. And are you surprised, Winfried, and even you, Dr. Stangler, because I know that you talk to some of your patients sometimes about Zing, about people not even really understanding what the cerebellum is, how it's just been one of those misnomers that not a lot of research or reports are in the mainstream media or on other talk shows. Do you get that quite a bit, Winfried?
I do. Well, I was looking at some research the other day on the brain, and it was this was major research, and they'd got a picture of the brain, and everything was labeled, 20 or more labels, and the cerebellum wasn't even labeled, as if it's not really important. But what wasn't known about the cerebellum is it is the master junction box of the brain. It's what makes us a natural at anything. It makes us good at anything or not. But so the cerebellum's only small. It's only actually 10% of the size of the brain, but it's 3/4 of all brain cells. That's huge. It really does make a difference with all of our cognitive functions, our emotional controls, and our ability to learn, our ability to play sport and socialize and so on. It affects the development of all of our skills. So it's small, hugely important, but is being overlooked by a huge proportion of the medical profession to this day. Because this research has only come out in the last, well, it started about 30 years ago, but it's still not reaching mainstream in the way it should. So we find an awful lot of people still resort to medication when there's alternatives. They still report to some deep therapy when there's a very robust way of getting mental strength without having to resort to these other things. So really, it's a major simplification of a very complex area. And that's why it's so exciting. Do I wish more would know about it? Yes, of course I do. So I'm really appreciative of Dr. Stengler and yourself for helping sharing this good news.
Yeah, so for Winford, so basically, a simple way of explaining it, basically, with our senses, we get the information from the outside world. We get messages coming in through our nervous system, through our spinal cord, goes to different parts of the brain. But ultimately, a lot of this information has to go to the cerebellum to be processed, and you often refer to it as the mini brain. And then from there, the information is processed, and then it affects how people learn, retrieve memory, mood, all these different aspects. Would that be a simple way of explaining it to people?
It certainly would. Look, it is the master coordinator. So when we're trying to learn something, if we can't read easily, it's because the cerebellum isn't coordinating what's happening. If we can't pay attention for long, if we can't study, it's because the cerebellum isn't coordinating it. So any form, any lack of ability we have, we can blame the cerebellum, because for sure the root cause is likely to be there. And so I think of it as a room full of computer coders. And there's different coders in the cerebellum for different types of skills. So if somebody is excellent at music or art or public speaking or doing research or doing math or whatever it is, it's because the cerebellum, the coders for that type of skill, have done their job properly. But if somebody has got autism or ADHD, or if they're depressed, or if they're going into decline mentally, it's because the cerebellum hasn't finished, isn't doing its job properly. So that master coordination role that the cerebellum has isn't being completed properly. So there's a huge amount of hope out there. If I wish everyone that's struggling with these things would take a new view. So, fortunately, there's a lot of particularly naturopathic doctors and chiropractors are looking more and more at this. It's making sense to them. But mainstream medicine is still missing it. And that is scary. We can't afford for another generation to suffer needlessly.
Yeah, absolutely. And, one of the blessings of not only working with you and knowing Zing is talking to some of the families who have been able to change the course of their child's life in a positive way by giving them confidence, by teaching them that they do have the skills to read, or even, Mikey. We talked to Kelly Schulte on the show. People, again, can listen to past episodes. And just hearing, what a wonderful young man he was and is, and was just confused and didn't have that confidence. Now he's excelling at sports. He can read better. He's doing better at math. I mean, those are all things as parents, we want to be able to make sure that we give our children every opportunity they have. And, we have a couple minutes before we go to break, but that's your story, Winford. Susie, your lovely daughter, was facing some struggles. I mean, with maybe being depressed and having some issues with learning, and you changed the entire course of your life and to be able to help your child. So now all of us are benefiting from that. So first and foremost, thank you so much for that, Winford.
Well, what I realized was eventually when I did the research was that the lack of confidence, the lack of self-esteem that people have is not psychological. It's because the critical skills they need aren't fully developed. So to me, confidence, self-esteem, performance, all of these things are neurologically explained perfectly. So you described Mikey, and there's been thousands of others like Mikey. When you solve the issue of why isn't the cerebellum doing its job and you correct that, you don't just make them perform better and read better, you actually transform their confidence. And that itself is priceless, as parents would know.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to talk a lot more when we come back. We'll talk about the eye tracking
And also, I follow you on not only on Zing on social media, but your private page, Winford Doerr. And you had talked about what a diagnosis means, the positives and the negatives. And there was a couple of questions that parents can ask. When we come back, I'm hoping that we can cover that a little bit if you fill up to it, Winford, because I think it's just something that can be helpful.
I'd love to do that. You remind me, and I want to go over when diagnosis is a good idea and when it's not a good idea.
Absolutely, and we'll go ahead and talk about that. Over the break, listeners, you can learn more about our program, Forever Young, at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Again, americasnaturaldoctor.com. Again, partnering with our good friend Winford, we get a lot of benefits out of it. He just did a revamp on his book, Stop Struggling in School. And if you go to the homepage of America's Natural Doctor, you can download your own copy absolutely free. And make sure you tell your friends and family as well, because I had been buying these on Amazon and giving them for gifts, and now it's been revamped, and now everybody has an opportunity to download this free of charge. So make sure you check it out. Again, that is on the homepage of americasnaturaldoctor.com. Again, that's americasnaturaldoctor.com. We'll be right back after the break with our very special guest, Winford Doerr. So stick with us.
Do your emotions get in the way of your success? If emotions cause you to choke at critical moments, then Zing Performance may help your brain to hardwire the automatic skill of emotional control so you can handle pivotal moments with calmness, clarity, and focus. To be at your best, you need mental strength, endurance, and energy. If your performance falters with mental fatigue, then rewiring your thought patterns and learning to put less pressure on the cerebellum may help to free the brain's capacity to help you stay alert. At Zing Performance, our programs not only enhance brain function, but ultimately human potential and performance. The best part? You do not need any special equipment or expensive medication. Just follow our simple and effective brain-body training exercises twice a day for 10 minutes. Sign up today at zingperformance.com or call 844-500-9464. 844-500-9464. Don't let your mind be your competitor. Believe in yourself. zingperformance.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation with our good friend, Winford Doerr of Zing Performance. And we are learning all about the cerebellum. We're talking mental health. What do you say, Dr. Mark?
Yeah, I think, you know, the avenues of medication and the typical approaches given our medical system are very limiting. I think it really limits a lot of people in terms of the progress they can make. Some people, you know, they get outstanding results. But what I see in clinic, a lot of people have limited results, problems with side effects. And the problem with a lot of these approaches, for many people, but not all, is it's not treating the root cause of why they're having issues, say, with learning, with focus, with mood. And so we want to work at a deeper level and try and get the body balanced out on its own. And so, Winford, this kind of brings up an issue of, like, diagnosis. I mean, maybe you're suspecting your child has problems with ADHD, dyslexia, learning disorders, maybe mood issues. And in our medical system, you go in, you get a diagnosis, and usually you're put down a track of mainly medications, maybe some other cognitive type therapies, but there can be pros and cons to that, can't there?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Most approaches to mental health issues or learning difficulties are all around coping strategies. In other words, let's do something to minimize the problem. And we need to turn that on its head and say, let's solve it by creating mental robustness and mental strength. Well, that wasn't possible even just a few years ago, but it is becoming more and more possible now. And it, to me, it's a better solution. So that raises the issue of how do we address the whole diagnosis process? Because it's kind of cast in stone and no one's really looking at it in a fresh way. To me, what's wrong with diagnosis, whether it's for ADHD or anxiety or bipolar, is that we are not looking at what's the potential of that individual to develop their brain in a way such that the problems get dramatically reduced or even go away. So if we're looking for potential, yes, there are things that can be done. And as we were saying earlier, the cerebellum, it gives us lots and lots of clues about where the limitations stem from, as you were saying, the root cause. If you address the root cause and the issues get improved dramatically, you don't need to give the type of coping strategies that are generally being handed out by many practitioners today. So when it comes to ADHD, the root cause of most children that struggle with ADHD is their listening skills haven't fully developed. In other words, it's hard work for them just to listen, so they don't pay attention. And so we've developed an eye-tracking assessment, and part of that is to look at what physical ability does the child have to maintain focus on something. When parents see that, they go, wow, why has nobody showed us this? We assumed it was some deep-rooted problem with a formal diagnosis that's going to be a tattoo on my child's head for the rest of his or her life. No, it's an underdeveloped skill. And the same is true of reading skills. Eye movement skills have to be smoothly developed so that reading becomes easy. It's a skill. It's not something deep in the brain. And so what we now understand about the cerebellum, I mean, it's not just giving hope. It's actually transforming the lives of children in families that bring themselves, you know, they bring the children along to have a look at what's the eye tracking issues. And suddenly they see everything in a new light. So, yes, the diagnosis process has to be reviewed urgently. If a child is really struggling with behavior and other issues that need urgent attention, then you may have to consider a diagnosis and some medication to control them. But whenever you can, look first for solving the underlying problem with the development of the cerebellum. And that's kind of practical. Parents understand it. They can see the issues when they see the simple tests that we've now developed. And it doesn't just give them hope. It changes their lives all too often.
Yes, that's true, Winford. And you know, at Zinc Performance, you guys use the technology of eye tracking, which of course affects our ability to read, study, learn, even affects mood. So tell us more about what eye tracking is really, and how does that tie into our topic today?
When you look at someone's ability to track their eyes, you're actually getting a real insight into how well developed their cerebellum is. So this cerebellum is this small part of the brain that is the master coordinator for all skills, and it determines whether or not reading is easy, whether or not studying, whether or not paying attention is easy, whether or not making friends or playing sport is easy. But the best way of showing just how developed the cerebellum is by doing some simple neurological tests, including an eye tracking test. So our you know, parents are so bombarded with confusing information. I like to make it simple for them so they can see what's actually happening when my child tries to learn, tries to read, tries to study, tries to listen. And we've got visual, these tests only take a few minutes. And then within a few minutes, we're showing the parents, look, this is what's happening. Sometimes the child will say, so I'm not stupid. Sometimes the mum will burst into tears and say, why has nobody told me this before? And so on. So we have all of these emotional outbursts at the time, but thrilling for the family because it just takes away that smoke and mirrors and gives them real, real hope.
And I know that I think last month we got sent something over on eye tracking and autism, a study that you had reported on. Would you mind just sharing a little bit with us on that? Because that had some great results.
It does have some great results. Well, look, all of these issues are on a spectrum. Any learning and development issue, it's on a spectrum somewhere, and it's pretty complex. So the simple labels we have, we should be thinking about abandoning them. And autism is a classic one. Autism spans a very wide range of competencies and difficulties, and they're all labeled ASD or autism. Well, this research that came out, I was thrilled when it came out because we've been watching this for some time, but it was showing that when you examine carefully the eye tracking, the eye movement skills or lack of in somebody with autism, you see a lot of correlations. In other words, you see a lot of explanations for the problems they have. Yes, many of them do struggle with reading, not all. Many of them do struggle with concentration, not all. A lot of them struggle with social skills, and what they realized was that one of the main reasons they struggle with social skills is when they're observing someone, they're what they're seeing is a bit like a Picasso picture where you've got different fragments of the image in different places and often in the wrong place. So they've got no hope of reading body language or reading someone's facial expression because what they're seeing is just a smorgasbord of stuff that's disjointed and unconnected, all explained by poor eye tracking. So suddenly we've got a real practical explanation for why is it that social skills don't develop in the way they should, and they remain often socially clumsy throughout the whole of their lives. You resolve the eye tracking issue by tackling the cerebellum, and suddenly you can get a transformation in that particular really important skill. And, one day we'll bring somebody on whose family is going through watching their own child develop skills and starting to eliminate week by week more and more of those limitations that stop them having an independent life. So great hope for autism going forward.
I know you have special exercises people can do directly, you know, with your company through their computer. How's the eye tracking tie into all this?
Well, that's a very good question. Well, the cerebellum is responsible for creating the coordination. And if the cerebellum hasn't created the neurological link so that eye movement is smooth and automatic and effortless, then eye tracking is poor. The way we correct that is by addressing the root cause, being the cerebellum. And the way you develop the cerebellum is you have to combine two types of exercise. One is stimulate the balance organ, so there's a balance element to whatever exercise we provide. And the next is to challenge the cerebellum, and that's a different type of exercise. But when you do those two things together, you're creating plasticity and you're driving the development of new fundamental circuits within the cerebellum. The famous scientific journal Nature recently published a paper showing that the very combination of exercises I'm talking about actually multiplies the stem cells in the cerebellum. And that's amazing. But it explains why we get results, why we see such rapid results, and it explains why the results last, because changes you make to the cerebellum last generally throughout the whole of our lives. So when we learn to ride a bike, it's the cerebellum that's created the circuits, and we keep that skill the whole of our lives. And so we are dealing with the fundamental ability of the brain to hardwire circuits, and eye movement is just one of the important circuits that it creates. And we do that by systematically giving the right stimulation to the balance organ, the right correct type of challenge to the cerebellum. And then the cerebellum works hard then at creating new circuits. In our program, we automatically update the level of challenge and the type of balance stimulation every day, so that all the time we're providing the right level of challenge to the cerebellum, so it keeps developing, it keeps having to work harder, it keeps learning, it keeps creating stem cells and turning those into vital circuits. So that's a process that only takes 10 minutes twice a day, and between 6 and 12 months, the whole thing is done. The cerebellum finds all of the hidden potential there, and all of those skills that hadn't developed before start becoming more natural.
You can learn more. You can go to zingperformance.com. It's laid out wonderfully, that website. You can go into different categories, read wonderful blogs. Spend a little time there. That is zingperformance.com. When we come back, we're going to talk to Dr. Sarah Cooperis. She's going to join us to share her experience with Zing in her offices. So make sure you stick around.
Did you know 1 in 4 children struggle with reading and/or attention issues? While others have emotional or behavioral changes, many are diagnosed with ADHD, autism, Asperger's, and many go undiagnosed. At Zing Performance, we know that every learning journey is different. We all have our own strengths and struggles. With that in mind, we have separate personalized training plans that are tailored specifically for children, teens, adults, and athletes. These personalized programs are delivered via a smartphone with coach support and takes only 10 minutes twice per day. The Zing Performance Program is a life-changing, natural intervention to help develop key learning and development skills for those experiencing poor learning skills, lack of focus, stress, and loss of emotional control. The focus is on harnessing your potential by developing skills, so they become more natural. As a result, there is more capacity and scope to learn the things you love. Learn more at zingperformance.com. That's Z-I-N-G performance.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, thank you so much for joining us right here on Forever Young. Now we're going to be joined by Dr. Sarah Cooperis, a fantastic guest.
Dr. Cooperis is a chiropractic physician specializing in sports, prenatal and pediatric chiropractic care, and it's one of the very few clinics in the St. Cloud area that specializes in these areas. And after completing additional training, she earned pediatric certification through the Academy of Chiropractic Family Practice and the Council on Chiropractic Pediatrics. With a background in athletic training and over 20 years of sports injury experience, she has training in the Grafton technique. She's certified in structure and function dry needling. These are pretty cool treatments. And also, she's one of the area's leading providers for athletic performance and injuries. Dr. Sarah's completed multiple internships at the United States Olympic Training Center, treating athletes in a variety of sports. She's traveled nationally and internationally, worked with various sporting events, and even including World Sports Games in Spain. And she and her husband live in Chartel and been blessed with two amazing daughters. So welcome to the show, Dr. Sarah.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to share my experiences with Zing. Every time we talk to somebody wonderful like you, Dr. Kupres, we always ask them one question, and they always have such a passionate story behind it. But how did Zing find its way into your world?
So Zing found its way into my world kind of on an accident, really. I had attended a holistic roundtable event that was hosted in Minneapolis by another chiropractor friend of mine. And Winford was there and shared about Zing. And I was there with my associate chiropractic doctor. And I looked at her and I said, we need to do that in our practice, because that will help so many of the kids and so many of the families that we serve. So after he got done speaking, I went and met him at his table and had a chance to connect, and it just made sense. When I think about my chiropractic story and how I even became a chiropractor, I had a different plan. And when I got to chiropractic school, it just clicked and it made sense. And Zing was the exact same thing for me. And as you can see from my bio, or as you heard from my bio, we do all sorts of different things. And this was just another avenue. It's about serving people and meeting people where they're at and being a resource for folks. And this is just another amazing resource. And this was before we knew COVID was going to happen. And now I think it's even more important to have resources like Zing for our families.
Yeah, that's great. So it's pretty interesting working with the athletes. So what kind of things do you find improve with the Zing performance in terms of the athletes you work with?
So when you work with an athlete, we see all sorts of different levels of athletes in our practice. And what I've noticed with when we work with Zing and we add Zing into the program is that we see an improvement in their skill. So it makes them better at their sport, but also new skill acquisition is even better. And so when they think they've reached the top of their game, and when you work with an athlete, they will do anything to be faster or stronger or better at their sport. And so this is another way that we've added in that extra level of care, that it's not just about meeting their physical needs, but also their neurological needs and to make them better at their sport. So skill acquisition is way better. I have a dancer in my family. One of my kids is a dancer, and we put her in dance because she's not super graceful. And when she was little, and after starting her on the Zing program, she completely blew away the dance instructors at her school, at the studio that she's at. And so they, in fact, asked her to invited her to be in a way higher level of competitive dance this year than she was last year. And it's, in my opinion, is all because of Zing. And then she, again, she's not super graceful, right? So new skill acquisition. I always joke that if the skill involves a ball, do not ask her to play, because she's not going to be a good teammate. And so she wanted to take up cross country skiing last year, and we live in Minnesota, so why not? And it was amazing the how fast she acquired the skill, especially compared to her younger sister, who was a little bit slower on the uptake of a new skill. Her fear, her level of confidence, and her skill acquisition like blew me away. So within the first 3 weeks of skiing, she was tackling hills, doing all sorts of things. And she blew through three levels of ski instruction in one season.
Wow. So it's not just you're a doctor and you're having this in your clinic, you're using it in your own life and, you know, you're monitoring these things, which is wonderful. And then before you shared about the athletes, I think every parent who couldn't send their kid to school, it's a lot when people were having to homeschool that some of your patients were coming in being like, I just don't know how to help my child. Do you think Zing could potentially help?
Absolutely. And that's the beauty of working with the families and the kids. So when we see whole families, and when you help a kid, you help a whole family, or you help a baby and you help a whole family. And that's what brings me the most joy in our practice. But certainly the homeschooling dumpster fire feeling that I'm failing my kids for parents, and the shamefulness of like, my kid is acting out and they have no emotional regulation and they're a mess and I'm a mess and we're all a mess. What do we do? And so Zing is another option for those parents, and they don't have to hoof their kid to another appointment, taking time off of work, taking time off of school. This is all done at home, so it's super easy, but it's also accountable. So you have a coach and you do a checkpoint every 30 days. My kids who've really struggled to read have been just my favorite candidates because I had a little boy, a second grader, who just desperately wanted to read and really struggled. And so mom asked me about the Zing program and we agreed and we did his eye tracking and he's a mess. And he focuses on every single letter to read every single word in second grade, where a lot of these words should be already second nature sight words. And so I looked at his eye tracking and I said, well, no wonder reading is exhausting for him and he hates it. And so he's also the kid that by 10 o'clock in the morning, he's cashed and he's super disruptive in the classroom. The teacher was frustrated with him. They had terrible conferences and they ended up medicating him. And so she, wow. Mom had asked me about Zing and I was like, yes, let's try. What it can't hurt, it might help. And within the first, I want to say a month, but it could have been the first 2 months, he sat down and read for his entire 20 minutes and actually read longer than his 20 minutes and finished an entire chapter book without a single argument. And she just was like, what is happening? Who are you, child? And he did 100 days. He earned his 100-day badge and they have actually been able to take him off of his medication. Like mom says, she goes, I find him to be pleasant around again. And I find joy in my kid versus just feeling frustrated with him all the time.
I mean, you raise a very interesting point, Dr. Cooper, is because there's so much misunderstanding. So many teachers and sometimes parents assume the child is choosing to misbehave and the child is lazy, or maybe the child is not even very intelligent. All those assumptions are wrong. And when you realize, when you see the eye tracking test, you realize that these children have been totally misunderstood. They have got potential. And by addressing the problem in the cerebellum, the root cause of the problem, you create so many improved skills, which makes life easier. But at the same time, you give them more mental capacity so they're less likely to be frustrated, less likely to show anger. They're more likely to pay attention and be organized and have a better memory and so on. So you're very naturally transforming their whole mental robustness.
And Dr. Sarah, how can people learn more about you? Our show is heard all over the United States.
So they can visit our website at chiroperformancecenter.com. They can always give us a call. You can find us on Facebook and social media as well.
Well, Dr. Cooperus, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today and share your expertise and your personal story on the cross-country skiing and everything else. So, and the dancing, our best and love to you and your family, and hope that we'll get to talk to you again.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
I want parents and families to rethink what mental health is, because the research now shows there is hope. We can aim for mental robustness instead of just providing coping strategies, medication and other therapies to cope with an existing, quotes, mental health condition. So if folk have got somebody in their family that's struggling, be positive, look for how you can strengthen their mental health, and maybe you'll find a far better way of dealing with it, a lasting way, a way that deals with the root cause. Let's get rid of the smoke and mirrors. Let's learn about the cerebellum. And if you're a medical practitioner that's listening, get stuck into understanding the cerebellum, because to me, it's the most exciting breakthrough in for many decades. And it creates huge hope. The children that are misunderstood today, in the main, are brighter than average. Yet it's assumed that they're not very bright. So those that are struggling with anxiety and overload, there's a real reason for it. You know, anxiety is what happens when there is not enough mental robustness, so the brain hasn't worked out what's happening next. That brings us right back to the cerebellum.
Appreciate you, and I hope our listeners will take advantage of the free download of your book, Stop Struggling in School. We have that posted on our homepage of America's Natural Doctor, linked directly to get your free download, or zingperformance.com. Again, that's zingperformance.com. If you have questions, they're happy to answer. And if you want to find an HCP in your neck of the woods, they can also point you in that direction.
Thank you, Dr. Stengler. Thank you, Kelly. Your passion and your care for folk is just priceless.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate you so much, Winfred, on this program. Have a happy and healthy week, and we will catch you next time right here on Forever Young.